Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. Tonight, I have a crazy story. It's about a woman who's all in for the girl power movement. Yay, ladies. And she says a bunch of really kind of all bad things about how she analyzes men and what she thinks of men. And they're all negative. And then in the end, she's like, but it's so hard to date men. Why don't they chase us and like us anymore? You know, it's just one of those things where there's no self-awareness. But before we do that, we're going to pull up some statistics. Let me click over here. How many women actually think the same way about the girl power movement? Or I'll say this once in the video because after that, YouTube dings me for it. The feminists. How many fall in line with that? Now, there were different surveys, and most of them put women between like 33%. And 36, 37, 38%. But this was the only one that broke it down by demographic. This is from Ipsos, and I'll leave a link below if you want to read it. And there are other ones, and they have, like I said, lower and higher percentages. But this one broke it down by age, which is important. They said younger women ages 18 through 29. So these are most of the women that guys are going to meet on dating apps, that guys are going to meet out at the clubs, that guys are going to meet out and about, that don't have kids, that are kind of in the dating scene. They were more likely to identify as the girl power, women advocates, at 39%. So that's almost, I mean, we're a little shy of 50%, but 40% is pretty darn close. So 4 out of 10, so you're eliminating half of the women right there, pretty much. As were women holding a bachelor's degree or higher, 44%. So if they're higher educated, you're closing in on 50%. And women with no kids, which is what, again, a lot of guys want to date. 40%. So when you smash this all together, oh, and they also say Democrats, 48%. So almost a 50% shot. So if you live in a city, obviously, it's going, since most cities are blue leaning, it's going to be more likely. But that just across the board, in general, 18 to 29 with no kids, you're looking at, you know, 40%. So when we talk about these stories, it's not like we're talking about just a sliver of women. And we're almost talking about half of all women are thinking this way. And yeah, there are probably ways you can game the system and come across as disingenuous and maybe go out on a date or get a little bit of action from one of these women. But is that really what we want to do? No. No, one of the things about being a good bachelor and a healthy man is being true to yourself, telling the truth, being honest, and standing up for how you view the world. And the minute you start giving in and start being like, oh yeah, yeah, guys are definitely, no, you don't want to do that just to try to get a little bit of bedroom fun. So I took this from Archive, from bold.com. And it says, I'm all in for the girl power movement, but it's kind of making it harder to date. Now, I won't hit any, I'll hit one button once. I can't hit it every time because otherwise I'll be saying shocking and hitting one of my you know, sound effects every 5 seconds here, because they're just so unaware there's no self-awareness of the situation. She doesn't hear what's coming out of her mouth and then see why men would react to that. And one thing she is saying is it's just getting hard to find men to date. Here we go. Shocking. I consider myself a girl power advocate, but I can't lie. I'm starting to notice its effects on my dating life. This doesn't change my belief in equality. No, see, it's not about equality. See, that's the problem with it. If you look at all the stuff that we read about it, it's not about equality. It's about being better. We don't need men. Men awful, men bad, men mansplain, men blah, blah, blah. I just hope that men and women can eventually learn to date in harmony, because it's pretty messy right now. Let's take her word for it. Maybe I'm being a little too much. Let me back off. Come from a place of meeting of the minds. Let's see how amicable and friendly she is. I'm hyper aware of every sexist thing a guy does now. Oh, well, oops. It doesn't take much for me to overanalyze a guy's intentions nowadays. Well, there's nothing hotter than being on a date and being overanalyzed. Wow, that really turns me on. I used to see a guy opening a door for me as nice and polite, but lately gestures like this have been making me angry. I know that, now here's the thing, I know the guys offering these acts of chivalry have no intention to make me feel small or lesser than, but now that my eyes have been opened to the girl power theory, it's all I'm able to think about. Okay, so she doesn't want you to open a door for her or apparently do nice things for her because that makes her feel angry. Okay, so don't do any nice things. Guys are started to think, good English, I write for a living. Guys are started to think we don't need them anymore. Was this written by a fourth grader? Even though the girl power movement is pretty much the best thing ever to happen the world since sliced bread, okay, it's taking its toll on the dating scene. The thing is, I'm starting to get a bit of standoffish vibe from guys, like they're afraid to make a move. And I think it's because they think that we don't need them anymore. I'm not going to go cry a river for them because that's something they're going to have to figure out with their own psyches. It's just something I've noticed and a bit of a shame. Okay, so you don't need us anymore. And so we avoid you because if we say something that's wrong or taken the wrong way or maybe comes across, our compliment accidentally comes across as somehow patriarchy? I don't know anymore. Men are so confused, we don't know what we're supposed to do to make you happy. So what do? Standoffish vibes. We decide not to interact with you at all. That way we can't get anything wrong. You didn't talk to me or even look at me or even notice that I exist. Yep. How are you going to blame me for that? We're strangers. I don't owe you anything. Of course guys are going to stand off when everything they do, you get angry at them. Per your previous sentence. One little anti-girl power movement comment can completely turn me off. When I'm out with a guy and he says one thing that's even remotely offensive towards women, I find it really hard to recover. I instantly write guys off if they aren't woke to the current social mindset towards gender politics and I can't let it go. Let's just say I've gone on a lot of first dates that never go anywhere. Let's go back to the previous comment. Remember when she says here, he says anything that's even remotely offensive towards women. Yet apparently in your number one up here, opening a door for you is somehow offensive. And then when a guy doesn't pay you attention or that he doesn't agree with you, that's somehow offensive. You see where we're going with this, right? It's like guys are walking on eggshells around us. Oh, where is it?
Ding, ding, ding. What do we have for her, Johnny?
Of course, because I try to be nice and open a door. I'm called names or now you're angry. I say something that I have my own opinion on something that doesn't bow down to the wokeness and you get angry. So what's a guy going to do? Men that are still trying to date are trying to navigate this where, is it okay if I say this? Honey, can I say this? No! And what do they come off as weak and effeminate and you hate them even for that? But then the guy that stands up for himself is like, this is what I think, and if you don't like it, step off. I hate that I can't say naughty words on YouTube. If he just says, I don't agree with you, well, you're angry at that from that. So of course they're walking on eggshells because anything can set you off. And that changes. The goalposts are constantly moving. Guys are feeling the heat and we can tell. Gee, I wonder who's throwing all that heat at them. Maybe it's you. They're afraid to compliment us or relate to us in the way that they were always taught to, and trust me, this is a good thing. Okay. You see what I'm saying? It's like walking into a restaurant and say, yes, I would like a glass of liquid ice. Wait, liquid ice. You mean you want a glass of water? No, liquid ice. I need it very cold. Okay, so you want very cold water? No, stupid. Listen to what I'm saying. Ice. Do you have ice? Yes, I have ice. Okay, get me a glass of that. Okay, except I want it in liquid form. What? That's where we are with this stuff. And then women are like, but I don't understand why men don't understand us and don't try anymore. They're feeling the heat. They're afraid to compliment us, and this is a good thing. Okay. But they're walking on eggshells. Why? Because they don't want to compliment you? However, women still like to be pursued. Well, how do we pursue you if we can't compliment you, we can't open the door for you, and somehow we're supposed to figure out how to ask you out on a date? Hello? What? However, well, women still like to be pursued, at least I do, and it's unfortunate that by finally standing up for our rights and demanding respect, we're totally scaring men away. It's so messed up and a total shame. Standing up and getting and deserving respect. I think I deserve respect, but I may not get it. And that, hey, that happens. I try to earn respect from other people. And you know what? Someone may call me a name and say, you do not earn my respect. You are a horrible person. Okay. I tried. But in her own sentence, I'm demanding respect. You can't demand respect. It doesn't work that way. And so when you're saying, I demand respect, a guy says, I demand you get away from me because you're crazy. And they're not complimenting you and they're not pursuing you because you've made the rules so confusing. A guy's standing here looking at a maze. Now, the ironic thing is there's no outlet to this maze. You go through this maze for years and you come back out and you go, I found the exit. You go, oh crap, I'm right back at the beginning again. You've made a maze and there's no exit to this because of all your rules and all your craziness. And then guys are not in for that. Because at the end of this, guy's like, what is this for? I just want a little bit of action and maybe someone cool to have dinner with. Does it all have to boil down to a competition and me trying to figure you out like you're a Rubik's Cube? And guys say no. And so, yep, they're not asking you out anymore. Shocking. I've been brainwashed to assume the worst in men. Oh, well, there you go. Please, can I ask you out and go out with you? All it takes is one quick scroll down my news feed, and I have enough girl power rants to last me several winters. I think I've almost trained my brain to assume all men here try to put me down and dominate me when that's far from the truth. I've made it a kind of automatic reflex at this point, though. Do you think the guys that are walking on eggshells and avoiding you, do you think they're too stupid to notice that? Of course they see this, and they don't want any part of this. But here's the crazy part. Even after writing this, they don't understand. They don't understand why men want no part of this. The debate on who should pay has never been more alive. Okay, maybe she has a point on this one. I'm on the side that believes whoever does the asking should also do the paying. If I ask a guy out on a date, I would expect to pay, absolutely. If a guy asks me, I would expect that he shells out the money for the evening. Gee, guys, how many times do you get asked out on dates? For me, I have to put my phone on silent because I get so many text messages asking me out. Look, women won't even carry on the conversation on a dating app. Women won't carry the conversation when it comes to meeting them in public. Do women go forward and no, they want the old-fashioned man that asks them out. So I don't know about you, but I'm not asking. Every time I've ever been asked out, I've had to do the asking. And even then, when the bill comes, instead of, no, I've got this. I've never heard a woman be like, no, I've definitely got this. Or if I have, it's been like on my birthday or maybe we're celebrating something that I accomplished or something. But I've never had a woman go, no, put it away. I've got this one. They always do this week like, oh, let me pretend to slowly, I'm real slowly. Oh, you've already got your wallet out and the cards away. Oh, I was just reaching for mine too. Did you want me to get some? No? Okay. Like we don't know that game? Come on, give me a break. She says, however, due to the recent boost in girl power movement, a guy paying the bill could be seen as anti-girl. And no guy wants to be considered a misogynist in this day and age. The song and dance of who's going to pay has never been more awkward, and it's making dating that much more difficult to maneuver. You know how it used to work? Guy covers the bill, and he was okay with that. But usually that meant, you know, that they were dating and there were certain expectations of, hey, maybe this is going somewhere. It's thanks to you girls doing the dine and dash where you go on a dinner date and you've got another date set up for with four other guys later in the week and you have no realistic wanting to date long term that we all of a sudden we realize we're just being used for food. So I'm not doing that anymore. I'm afraid of scaring guys off by being too, yay, women. Shocker there. I'm the same way I'm hyper aware of when guys are being insulted towards women. I'm also afraid that I'm going to come off as too harsh and dominant. What you don't say, which could easily scare guys away. No, it's not scaring them away. They are doing a risk analysis assessment or a cost benefit analysis, you know, and they go, this is going to cost me my sanity for what? For nothing. I'm not in. So quit trying to say it's weak men or men that can't handle that I'm strong. No, you're just a bee. Like, you're just a witch. No one wants to deal with you. And so they're going to walk away from that because you're not worth the hassle. You're just not. I'm not crawling through a mile of thorns for a bowl of rice. Like, there's just not enough at the end of this crap to crawl through for you. Sorry, it's just not happening. It made us more separate from each other than ever before. Yes, you're right, because all you do is complain about us. Men and women already have so much trouble trying to understand each other. But the women's movement has turned out our society into a battle of the sexes. I'm not even on their side or anything. Of course you're not on our side. I'm just pointing out that we're currently in a sort of us against them mentality. Shocking. Wow, really? I couldn't tell from your last 7 paragraphs. It's going to take a while until it all smooths out. Nope. I'll tell you what, smooth sailing right now for me. Smooth sailing. You know why? Because I don't date with you, and I don't interact with you, and I don't waste my time on you. My life is as smooth as the backside of a mirror. It's easy. Every first date I go on, there's an elephant in the room. It's weird because we're doing the whole man-seeking woman act when we go on dates, but we both know this is the old way of seeing each other is on its way out. I'm not saying dating is dead. Yeah, it pretty much is. But I think we need to find a new way to be in relationships without falling into any sort of forced male-female roles. I just don't think we know how to do it yet. No, we know how to do it. You don't know how to do it. Because this whole thing is basically men bad, also why don't men want to date me? 10, I swear guys are approaching me less.
I'm sorry that people are so jealous of me. But I can't help it that I'm popular.
You gotta be kidding me. Really? You are surprised about this? They're approaching you less? What with your attitude and all? Is it just me or guys doing a lot more looking around than actually approaching? Yes, you know why? Again, compliments bad, holding the door open bad, being nice bad, walking on eggshells, because you're crazy. They don't know how to interact with you anymore. And again, it's kind of like, ooh, I don't care if she's a top, like, drop dead 10. You can see the waves of meh coming off people like this. It just radiates off guys. And guys are like, no, no, no. Times are a little weird right now, and I guess guys are afraid that the way they approach women might offend us or give us the wrong impression. Yes. You know why? Because if I'm not exactly what you're looking for, it's, ew, get away from me. You're pestering me, you're bothering me. And if I am what you're looking for, I don't know. So why try? Because again, mile of razor blades to get to like a bowl of rice. I guess this is a good thing in a way, because now guys have to rack their brain and kind of figure out how to treat women with respect and see us as whole people. That's a good thing, but it'll be a while until we'll see that as a dating trend. No, I've always known how to see and treat women with respect and see you as a whole person. Never had that problem. The problem is you're angry and you're mean and you're bitter and you're not a pleasure to be around. And now if a guy says anything that's not totally woke, you're angry at him. This doesn't work for men. Men don't want challenges. Or if they want a challenge, they want someone that's intellectually challenging, where you can have interesting conversations and maybe have some different opinions, but be able to discuss them in a rational manner. What you're doing here is basically just being a horrible bad person and really putting down guys at every turn and shaming them and dogging on them for everything they do. And then you're surprised where they're like, I'm going to give you a 10-mile radius. I don't want anything to do with you. So guys, here's another take I don't understand why guys aren't going out with me. But in the same token, this is also 40 to 45% of women in some of these metropolitan areas. Now, they may not be quite far off the path as this one is, but you can kind of see where it's like you have to dance on needles. If you say anything wrong, even if you're just trying to be charming or joking or flirty or whatever, it can be taken the wrong way. Guys don't want any part of that anymore. And the crazy part is these women can't understand why guys are just going, no, just get away from me. You're awful to men. And no, we have no interest in you. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below. As always, if you have, thank you very much. And the best way you can support me is like, comment, share, subscribe. Check out my older videos. There's still like 60% of you that aren't subscribed. Subscribe. It's a party. It's a good time. And it helps my content get seen by other people. Guys, we'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I'm joking. Remember, sweetheart, honestly, I mean this from the bottom of my heart. It's not me. It's you.